MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 17, 2024. The Salem tax rate rises by almost 2%. There are now three candidates for Beverly State Representative. Partly cloudy today, mid-50s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:14 p.m. Michael McHugh is writing in today's Salem News. Single-family homeowners in Salem can expect a $116 or 1.8% increase on average in their property tax bills next year, following the city's recent tax classification hearing. At the December 5 hearing, the City Council set the residential tax rate for 2025 at $11.34 per $1,000 of assessed value. That's slightly less than last year's rate at $11.62. Also in the Salem News, Paul Layton reports that a third candidate has entered the race for state representative in Beverly. Medley Long III, a business owner and president of the Greater Beverly Chamber of Commerce, announced Monday that he is a candidate in the 6th Essex District, which represents Beverly and part of Wenham in the Massachusetts House of Representatives. Long joins Beverly City Councilors Hannah Bowen and Todd Rotondo as announced candidates for the seat. Bowen and Rotondo are running as Democrats, while Long is a Republican. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Fee Ciparini is the district director of Cape Ann Veteran Services located in Gloucester. She implores veterans to learn more about services that are available and asks them to share that information.
Yeah, of course. So we want to promote our Friday morning coffee socials every Friday morning, 8 to 10. We recently did begin doing a monthly lunch and learns. So the third Thursday of every month, we bring in some sort of individual who might have a resource or a benefit to share, whether that be at a local or at a state level or at a federal level even. We do bring in advocates from Bedford VA to come and share some of the resources that they have. These lunch and learns, we provide you with a free lunch. You come in and you listen to a presentation from one of these advocates, and hopefully you learn something. Even if it does not pertain to you, the individual veteran, you may come across someone that can use that resource, or that resource may be informative. For example, we're stronger in numbers, right? The more people that know about some of the services that we offer, the easier it is for us to have someone who is in need of services contact us. We put out this presentation on, say, for example, Chapter 115 benefits. You, the person who's sitting at this presentation, may not benefit from it, right? You may be over asset. You may be over income for the benefit itself. But you may have a friend, or you may come across a spouse who may fall in this category, never knew this benefit existed, but because you sat in on one of our one-hour presentations and you ate for free for that evening or that lunch period, you now know this resource that you can share with this spouse or with this other veteran. And the likelihood of the referral coming from a friend or a personal friend of theirs is better for us, right? They trust what you say and the information that you share with them. And if you trust V and Brian from Cape Ann Veteran Services, then they would also, because you trust them.
That's Cape Ann Veterans Services District Director V. Ciparini. Jim Sullivan reports in the New Report Daily News, more than a month after Governor Maura Healey hit the pause button on plans to demolish the iconic Pink House in Newbury, the manager who oversees the federally owned property said Monday he is hoping a commitment, one way or the other, is worked out by the end of the month. He's quoted as saying, "We always said we would like some resolution by December 31, and we're still hopeful for that. That's according to Parker River Wildlife Refuge manager Matt Hillman. What a resolution might mean remains up in the air, as Hillman kept his cards close to the vest when pressed for details, and a call to the governor's office was not returned. In the Gloucester Times, Gail McCarthy reports State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr's holiday toy drive met with both new and longtime donors in another successful season. The senator and his crew made stops in 8 Cape Ann and North Shore communities to collect donations of unwrapped toys, gift cards, and money for local charities to boost their efforts to bring holiday cheer to local children. The Cape Ann holiday drive was joined by Gloucester businessman Sal Anwar, owner of Richdale's in East Gloucester, a new member to its donor family. He presented a total of $5,000 in 3 checks to Tarr, with $3,000 going to the Open Door and $1,000 each going to Pathways for Children and Action, Inc. The Cape Ann Savings Bank presented a check for $3,000 to the Cape Ann Kids Holiday Fund, a program run by local nonprofits Wellspring, Pathways, and Action, which supports children in the community by providing gifts for local families. In sports, last night's high school scores, boys basketball, it was Amesbury 62, Whittier 58. On the girls' side of things, Greater Lowell beat Rockport 53-33, and it was Lynn English 65, Salem 12. In boys hockey, Nauset shut out Triton 7-0, and Rockport lost to North Reading 6-1. The Marblehead boys basketball team is already at 2-0 going into tonight's game with Beverly. Coach Mike Giardi on team leadership.
Well, I think Sam Thompson and Matt Scherf, the captains of our team, Matt's coming off a knee injury that kept him out of basketball for most of last year, and fortunately his tennis and soccer seasons this year. We're looking for big things from him from that leadership perspective, and he's still trying to get back in the rhythm. He just was officially cleared at the beginning of the season. And Sam Thompson, he's big bodies. It looks like he's going to be playing tight end in college for football. But somebody that was, behind Nick Lemon, behind our bigs last year, kind of got lost in the shadow. But first game, he dropped 24 points. So, he can fill it up. He just got kind of, overshadowed by those guys last year. So we're hoping those guys can lead the way. And then we got, 7 or 8 guys that can really step in, especially, we're a bunch of guards. We're not super huge, although we have a couple of guys that are a little bit longer. We're just going to really need Sam and Matt to lead the way for us as captains of the team.
That's Marblehead boys basketball coach Mike Giardi. Celtics and Bruins were both off last night. Bruins play at Calgary tonight. For our producer and engineer Bill Proposky and our media director Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.